Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number One Global Labs has built silicon kidneys that run in your body without a battery. Looks like they're about to shrink dialysis machines and put them inside of people. This will eventually destroy the dialysis business, and I can see corporations making this, charging people a subscription service for it, as well as other organs. It's going to end up being like that film Repo Man with Jude Law, where he goes and repossesses people's organs if they don't pay their installment plans. Up next, young white men in Canada's military being brainwashed that they harbor white supremacy and that having a family is evil if you're in the military. Clearly, Canada's government doesn't want white people to breed and wants to replace them with Jeets. And if you claim otherwise, then they'll call you a racist bigot. And now the Canadian military is wondering why many of the white soldiers are leaving and the new ones aren't showing up. Who would have thought you'd have a staffing shortage if you kept insulting your people? Number 3, how's that equality, baby? This woman called every single guy that once had a crush on her when her tire went flat on the freeway, and none of them came to help her. She's of course the victim because they suddenly all became busy. Meanwhile, she's the innocent one putting them all in the friend zone and then leading them on. Maybe there is hope for men out there, so as they stop simping like this, maybe she should have tried calling the bear to help her instead. Moving on, people are saying that hydrogen is the future as Japan has the first hydrogen powertrain that emits only water vapor and no carbon pollution. Imagine what happens if it explodes. The people inside are going to go even faster, but only once. And oh, the humanity as that thing crashes and burns. I'm sure it's a lot safer than back in the day when the Hindenburg went up in smoke. And if this was in India, it wouldn't survive for just a day and would explode after hitting some jeet on the tracks. Number 5, this man in Birmingham, who they call a sex pest, wanted to grape a white girl, and told this to a mother and her kids. The idea, of course, is to downplay everything that foreign sex pests do. At some point, white males will chimp out on a global scale and push all the enrichment out. It's inevitable now because you can only push Whitey so long before he loses it. Instead of jailing pests like this, the UK government is jailing people who post on Facebook. Up next, videos of this woman were found on her husband's phone with her smashing a Great Dane. Did she yell out Scooby-Dooby-Doo when she climaxed? As for the videos, who were they found by? Apparently the police, when they arrested her husband for having child porn on his phone. Their children were then taken to live with relatives while they were both arrested. Lovely family there. Imagine you're their kids hearing this and how it's going to mess you up for life. Number 7, a new dating technique says that women shouldn't sleep with a man until he's spent $2,000 on her. There's nothing new about this. This is just prostitution with extra steps. You can pay a lot less than that for 2 or 3 working girls and have a guaranteed good time. I think this is to weed out poor versus wealthy men. And if you're making $500,000 or $1 million a year or more, this is like play money to you. If you do have the money to spend on her, do it, but just don't tell her that you have any more. Moving on, a Malaysian politician makes the crazy statement that stress makes people gay. It's not bizarre because he's probably just coming out of the closet and is being cryptic about it. Is it just me or does this look like Don Lemon in disguise? I could have sworn it was him. Either that or the gay people in this simulation seem to all look the same. Then again, maybe he's right because cortisol has been known to suppress testosterone, so who knows? Number 9, here's the same woman in the same bikini, 6 years apart. In 2020, she was in a bad relationship with her body and food. But now she's healed herself with a steady stream of English muffins and is thriving. So these days we're calling getting fat healed. Sounds right. She's obviously lying to herself and we all know this isn't thriving. This is just giving up. These days a basic flight of stairs will defeat her. Up next, Richard says he's been the victim of attractive looking homeless women robbing men after gaining access to their homes. At this point, Richard isn't a victim anymore, but an enabler. If you bring a stranger into your house, then you're stupid and you deserve to be robbed. The words attractive, homeless, and woman don't all belong in the same sentence. The vast majority of homeless are men and women can always use sex or the state to help them find a place to sleep. Number 11, want to play Russian roulette on Tinder. And you just know that your choice is going to be the one on the far right. It says she's 8 kilometers away. If she turns sideways, I bet she's only 7 kilometers away because she's so large. It's always the large girls if she's in a group photo. If she was thin or trim, she'd be showing off in a single one. Also use deductive reasoning. Even a 3-year-old Sherlock Holmes could have figured out that it's actually the fatty. Moving on, India's one creepy place. The Indian High Court changes the grape definition, so if you keep your schwing-schwang above your vagine without going in, then that's not grape. If you think that's bad, then you ain't seen nothing yet, because smashing deceased people is also not punishable in India now. No wonder there's so many places where the dead have to be put behind bars, so Mr. Jeet doesn't get his rocks off. Number 13, here's another story from India. What the hell is wrong with them and their obsession with grape? This story says that once marital grape becomes illegal, will men even have a reason to get married? How about not getting married because your wife can divorce grape you instead? That will definitely ruin the rest of a man's life. As for marital grape, if your wife says she's not in the mood, then why force yourself onto her? If you love her, you wouldn't treat her like that. Up next, students create a condom that changes color when an STD is detected. But that's not all that impressive, because my junk culture changes color a few days after it detects an STD. But seriously, whoever invented this is a genius. Use it on a woman using her black monster that she keeps on her nightstand as a precaution, and if the condom changes color, then you know to get the hell out of there. But seriously, I'm calling BS on this, because most STDs actually have an incubation period. Number 15, the rich get richer, the lazy live for free, and the middle class pays for it all. That's our reality. But what happens when the middle class keeps shrinking and eventually no longer exists? Then the whole world will look like a third world shithole with a few wealthy pockets in between. If the West turns into Mexico or India, I'm going back to former Yugoslavia. It's not ideal, but I don't want to live in an open-air garbage dump in the West. Moving on, here's a couple of before and after pictures. But what I want to know is why the only person here that's still black is the guy. Because of course the women are bleaching their skin like Michael Jackson after he caught fire. If it's not obvious by now, then for black girls, growing up includes a change in their complexion. It's so popular that here's the difference between black Oprah in the 80s and brown Oprah today. It's almost like magic. Number 17, I didn't know this, but in Nigeria they had ostriches, but they ate all of them. Why would they do that? Maybe they didn't have KFC, so they had to make do with what they had until all the ostriches went extinct. Apparently Nigerians will eat anything, and now they're finishing off their dogs in their country and even have dog markets. Then again, Nigerians will just say that Kenyans are trolling me with all this information on X, so I post it. Are they right? Up next, meanwhile in Canada, looks like euthanasia business is picking up as the government now offers same-day deletion services. If you want an MRI in Canada, you'll have to wait 18 months. If you want to end yourself and you're white, then they'll rush you to the front of the line with same-day service. Our own doctors have said that people getting made are actually very privileged, white, and well-off. So this is the reward for white privilege, I suppose. Number 19, people are wondering how a city that experienced the biggest Islamic terrorist attack in history voted in a Muslim mayor. Simple. It's no longer the same city demographically. It's increasingly packed with migrants and liberal women, and they vote blue no matter who. Or for candidates that offered to give them free stuff. Plus, it's been 25 years and most people under the age of 35 or 40 don't really understand the significance of 9/11. Moving on, imagine working 9-to-5 for a company and being loyal to only one day be told that you're laid off because AI can do your job much better. I think part of this is true for some jobs, but for others, companies want outsourced and AI provides the perfect excuse to get many of the expensive employees they hired during COVID out of the office. You shouldn't be loyal to your company because you're just a wage slave and they can dump you at any moment. Number 21, China changed their divorce laws to make sure that during a divorce, a wife can't claim a husband's property. The government probably thinks that this is going to encourage men to get married. True. But it's also going to discourage women from getting married because they won't be able to steal a man's cash and prizes. Policies like this that are supposed to increase fertility rates will probably just decrease them. Up next, the top 1% of American wealth holders now hold more wealth than the entire middle class. You need between $11 to $14 million to be in the top 1%. Here's hoping that I get there in another 5 years and can then afford to work on the Loverbot system. People say there's practically no middle class left thanks to inequality. I was staying in a 3-bedroom condo in Orlando that was $250,000 to buy. That's only about 1/2 to 1/3 the price for the same in Canada. Americans better be careful not to take the same path as the Canucks. Number 23, this woman says that her husband proposed 2 days after Valentine's Day, so that every year he can get discounted flowers and chocolates on their anniversary. Smart move, but I doubt that he told her this. She's just suspecting that he was cheap, and is now shaming and humiliating him publicly because she thinks he is. This shows a complete lack of respect. If he stays with her after she said this, then he's a simp. Come on and try and change my mind on this one. Moving on, would you look at that? The sensing gap appears to be closing with this mother of four being sentenced to 51.5 years for sexually assaulting young boys. She'll probably be out in only 10 years. More importantly, why the hell can't women like this help themselves? I don't know, but schools sure have changed since I was a kid. She also looks like she's got those remorseless Andrew Tate eyes. No wonder he's always wearing those sunglasses. Number 25 on the last one, here's the difference between gross salary and your after-tax income. By the time she pays for her rent, food, and transportation, all she's going to have left on her chest are a couple of mosquito bites. All by design, of course, because the system can't have the wage slaves freeing themselves from work. And even if she did somehow become a member of the owning class, her friends, family, and former co-workers would think that she cheated and betrayed her roots by selling out. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.